Diddy.
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
You all right? Hiya, mate.
Oh, I thought we weren't saying hello to me this week, then.
Ah, I nearly forgot you.
Yeah, every week.
I know. You have to forgive me. I'm broken this episode.
Shall we do that again?
Do you know, we have to do it again every week. We could just never get the intro right. Here we go.
No. No, I didn't mean it.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans following the tree.
I wasn't ready. Were you ready?
Oh, goodness sake.
We should do a complete... John, you should do a complete list and a whole episode of us trying to start the show. It's so funny. How you doing?
I'm all right. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
There we go.
There we go. Done with. Why don't we just record that bit once, get it right, and never have to do it again?
I don't know.
Play at the beginning of your show. It's not hard, is it?
No.
What have you been up to, John?
Well, I've been in and out of pain, different ailments. I'm broken at the minute.
Oh man, what's up with you?
Well, I had a dicky tummy for 3 days, and then got over that, and then now I think I've got an infection in my foot, which is absolutely murdering me.
Oh man, we might need to put you down or something.
Oh please, no.
Are you going to make it to the end of the show?
Of course I am.
Oh, good man.
Put my best foot forward, but I don't know which one that is at the minute.
It's not that one.
No.
So you're a bit iffy, are you?
Yeah.
How's you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm all right, you know. Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Same old, same old.
How are the dogs?
Yeah, touchy subject. One was a bit poorly last night, so I've had like about an hour's sleep. So, yeah, not the greatest today, but, you know, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
He was saying that he's sat up at night with one of them downstairs, weren't you, Andrew?
I was, all night, down by the back door.
I mean, that's commitment for you, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't get paid for doing that.
No. But I'd be like, no, it's just a dog. You'd be all right. Push him out in the yard.
Oh, you're nice, you, aren't you?
Yeah, well, same as you with the dodgy foot. It's like, you know, you still.
No.
Put him down, get rid of him.
No.
Get another Jordan. Can we get another Jordan?
No.
No.
I'm the original Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, let me tell you what I've been up to this week.
What?
I've been betting. Andrew, I did a bet.
Oh, did you do a bet?
I did a bet, yeah. Well, you sent me a tip.
I did.
Oh, my God, really?
He did.
How did that pan out?
He sent me a tip, and it was Ascot, and it was the 215 Ascot. Mm. So I had a look through all the names, and the first thing I did, Andrew... Literally, I looked at the name, the thought, see if anything stands out to me.
Yeah.
You know, name-wise.
Yeah.
And anyway, the ones that stood out was Scarface and Hitman.
I backed Scarface.
Did you?
Yeah, it didn't win.
It lost, didn't it?
Yeah, it lost that.
So how much did you put on that? 25p?
Yeah, 25p each way, £4.50.
Do you know how much I put on?
Talking of bets, there's me one for today, if you want to have a look.
Oh, I'll have a look at that a minute. I put £10 on.
£10 on what?
That Scarface.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, well, I meant to put £10 each way, or £5 each way, I think it was, but I couldn't work out how to work the app.
So
I ended up paying £10.
So, Andrew, I've never asked you this before. Yeah. Have you ever had a bet?
Never.
No? Not even
never.
For the grand.
I bet you have.
Well, I personally have never been in a betting shop for sure.
Right.
I've never had a betting app.
Right.
So the only time that I would have had a bet on the Grand National is when I was a kid. My dad would have put a bet on for me.
Oh, yeah.
No idea if I won or not, but...
No.
Yeah.
When's this race you've given me here with this betting slip?
One's for today and one's for tomorrow.
What time today?
12:55, the second one.
Oh, I need to bet now then, do I?
No, don't be doing that live on air.
I've got the app and everything.
Don't encourage gambling, folks, no.
No, all right.
Don't encourage it.
All right, well, anyway, Scarface lost. Hitman, put £10 on that as well. Didn't mean to put £10 on, but I ended up putting £10 on that. Guess what?
What?
That one lost as well.
Oh.
So next time I'm going to do 25p bets like you, I think.
Right.
So thanks for the tip.
Anyway, guess what I've got?
Go on, what have you got?
I've got an Amanda Holden update.
Have you? Hang on.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Oh.
Well, has anybody been watching The Masked Singer?
No.
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 Right. Well, that finishes next week. But guess what's on the week after? Britain's Got Talent. She's back.
Oh, hang on a minute. But I read somewhere that it's been cancelled. Literally, last night I read somewhere it's been cancelled. Or postponed till next year. Your information might be wrong there, but
I don't know.
We need to check that.
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, at the time of this going out, we could be wrong.
I don't know.
Shall I check while you're talking?
Yes. Well, that could be a bona fide update, and it could not. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Hang on.
Was that the update?
Yeah.
The show is back.
Yeah.
The way you tease that in a text to me during the week, I thought we had some secret inside information.
No.
Just she's back on telly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big thing for Jordan.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me, that. Should we move to show and tell?
I think we probably should, don't you?
Yeah, I think we probably should. This thing I hold in my hand is a cup, and it says on it, "What would the wizard do?" Right? And this cup was inspired by you, Andrew.
Right?
Because I got this cup when you first started working at a radio station, which we shall not name.
Right?
Yep.
Why can't we name it?
No, we just don't want to do that.
Is it a secret? All right, okay.
And I always used to call him the wizard, and that's where this came from.
Was it Radio 1?
No.
Radio 2?
No. You won't get it.
Radio 4?
So every time I drink out of this now, this is what inspired the cup.
Let me see.
All Andrew and his talents. Because every time I had something I wanted to do, it was just magic. You always try to make things happen. It was just phenomenal.
So was that your official name, The Wizard, or was that a...
Yeah, I don't really know how it came along.
Yeah, I coined it.
Was it you?
Yeah.
You coined that phrase, did you?
Yeah, I started calling him The Wizard.
Anyway, it stuck, because to this day you still use it, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
So when you're inspired about something, do you actually say to yourself, "What would The Wizard do?" Does it help you in any way?
Yeah.
Give us an example.
When I'm stuck on something, I always think, what would the wizard do? In other words, what would Andrew do?
Yeah.
And then you text me immediately.
Yeah.
To ask me.
And then ask you, what will you do? Well, there's no need for the cup, really, is there? You may as well just text it direct.
It's like a genie, isn't it?
Why don't you, you know when you do your betting?
Yeah.
Do you ever think of phoning Andrew then?
Oh, yeah. That'd go really well, wouldn't it?
No.
I've got your betting slip here for today. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it on the quiet.
Okay.
Going to do a pound each
way. What have you got?
What have I got?
To show and tell.
Well, I've got something I need you to listen to first. But before we listen to it, I just want to let you know that on all the shows I'm working over the years, and you know I'm working all sides of things, my kids have always complained that I never get excited and get autographs or anything like that, you know. And I thought, well, you're quite right, but it's not cool, is it? Because I'm working. No, you know what I mean?
Because I said to you once, will you do such and such? He says, no, I can't do it. It's really not cool.
No, you can't. Not when you work with someone. Yeah. But during COVID lockdown, I did one particular show, and I bent all my rules. I decided, no, I really want to meet my icon. And this is the moment I met the number one icon in the history of the world ever. I've listened to this.
Right, hello, chaps. I'm Basil Brash, and this is...
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. He's laughing already, but he's going to be shooting me and making me look young. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Kevin.
Hi, Basil.
I met Basil Brush. How cool's that? Boom, boom.
Is that what he always sounded like?
Is that what, sorry?
What he always sounded like.
Yeah, I think so. Why?
Is it?
Yeah, you think he
changed his voice? I don't remember him sounding like that.
No, he did. Well, the guy that actually owns Basil Brush, and there's only one Basil Brush, and I thought there might have been...
Sounds like a football chat, that.
Next gen, there's only one Basil Brush. I thought there might be a franchise, you know, there'd be loads of them about. Yeah. And there is only one Basil Brush, and he's only allowed to appear in one place at any one time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet him. I was talking to his owner, and I said, I don't normally ask, my kids complain, but I'd really like to meet Basil. And he said, well, he's in the green room, I'll ask him if he'll come out. And he did. Brilliant. He came out, spoke to me. So childhood memories made now.
And there's a video of that, so we'll put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, please do, yeah.
You go look for Follow the Dream on Facebook.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, lovely.
Very cool. All right, then. So moving on, then. So not long ago, then, Jordan, you and Kevin went along to interview somebody. This is right, isn't it?
Yeah. We took a little trip, didn't we?
Been a busy man, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us all about it. What was it?
We took a little trip down to, was it Manchester?
Memory Lane. It was Manchester, yeah.
Was it Manchester? And we went to a studio to interview a producer.
Blueberry Studios, I think it's called, isn't it?
Yeah. By the name of Dave Pemberton.
Yeah, Dave Pemberton's an old friend of mine that I've introduced Jordan to.
And, yeah.
Dave's got quite a bit of history in rock and roll land, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he was very pleased to meet you. What did you think of him?
He's a really top bloke. Yeah, I really liked him. He's worked with some amazing people, aren't he? The Spice Girls, The Prodigy, Beverly Knight.
Yeah. He's worked with me.
Well, yeah. In the interview, does he talk about what he did with the Spice Girls, which song it was and all that?
Yeah.
Should have a listen.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite artist?
I like the Spice Girls.
I'll tell you something, I recorded the vocals on the first Spice Girls album.
Spice?
I recorded the vocals for the first album.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which was,
To Become One, I did that.
Yeah.
Wannabe, I did that.
Very cool. So we'll hear the full interview in the next episode, which is episode 43.
Wow.
In a week or so's time from now.
Yeah.
We'll listen to the whole thing.
The episode number's almost as old as you now, Jordan, isn't it?
Oh, no. Wow. Bloody hell.
Great interview, that, mate. Look forward to hearing all of that.
So yeah, we'll play the full thing out next week.
Yeah.
Well done, that man.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, the bit I don't like.
Aye.
Every week. The standard of jokes has changed somewhat, I'll be honest. We are sort of going down the potential for being banned route, but we're still here. So let's crack on. Who's going first this week? What is the score, actually?
It's about 8.
It's about 7-5 to you, Kevin, something like that. I'll confirm. But I think it is. But who's going first?
Jordan looks so mischievous. Me? He's on the edge of his seat. He's desperate to get this out. I can see. Look at his face, Andrew.
Go on, then. You first. Go on, Jordan.
You look like a naughty boy.
I was... my friend went on holiday, and he asked me... It's the same friend, you know, who asked me to look after his cat. Well, he's gone on holiday again, asked me to look after his cat again. Right? So I went and put his washing machine on, yeah. Did it a few times, so I went to take the first load out, and then in the middle of the cycle, unbeknown to me, the bloody cat's jumped in, right? So I come to take the washing out after it's all done, yeah? And
this better be worth it.
And the cat's just lying there, dead, right? But the good thing is, at least it died in comfort.
Oh, I wondered where that one was going as well. All right, okay. Well, I think it might be 8-5 in a minute, but we shall see. Kevin, your go, mate.
Mine's not so much a joke. I've got a bit of sad news, Jordan, for you this week.
God, this is a depressing episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was my mum, she just passed away, yeah? And... she couldn't remember her blood type, and as she was dying, she just kept saying to us, be positive, which is nice, but we'll miss her, you know.
Jordan, you're actually going to get the point, mate.
Yeah!
And on that note...
I thought I had a cracker then.
Goodbye.
Do you know, it's going to be 2 weeks before the jokes come back. Oh. So, both of you, seriously, you've got the entire internet out there to trawl through. Find a decent joke. See you next time.
See you next time.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.